Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Well, the final television debate of the presidential election takes place tonight. Independent candidate Catherine Connolly and Fine Gael candidate Heather Humphreys will face each other on prime time from 9:35pm on RTÉ One Television and the RTÉ News Channel. Harry McGee is political correspondent with the Irish Times and he's with me now. Good morning, Harry.
Hi, Claire.
Are the stakes high tonight, would you say?
Well, very high for Heather Humphreys in particular, because Catherine Connolly's lead looks all but unassailable at this stage. She, in the opinion poll in the Irish Times last Thursday, Catherine Connolly had 38% support levels compared to 20% for Heather Humphreys. That's a gap of 18%, which seems insurmountable in some senses. But if you go back to 2011, presidential election, then in the last poll that was conducted only 4 days before polling, the independent candidate Sean Gallagher enjoyed a 15% lead over his nearest rival Michael D. Higgins, 40-25%. And as we all know, that dissipated and disappeared in the last few days of the campaign, and Michael D. Higgins emerged as the winner. But there were other factors back then. Sean Gallagher's performance on Frontline and what happened on Frontline in relation to the exchanges essentially finished his campaign. There were seven candidates in that particular election, Claire, and Michael D. Higgins proved to be very transfer friendly indeed. Here we have a two-horse race. Catherine Connolly has been consistently leading in the polls, and it would take a very surprise turnabout by the electorate to change that in favour of Heather Humphreys. Mm-hmm. My colleague Pat Leahy, commenting on our poll last week, said only an earthquake can stop Catherine Connolly's momentum. But
we know that things move on from polls, and polls give us a sense of what's happening in that moment, and things can change. But I just want to talk to you about two campaigns on the sidelines of this, if you will. There's the Spoil Your Vote campaign, and then there's another campaign where people are being called on to vote for Jim Gavin. Now, let's imagine a scenario where Jim Gavin were the one to win this election. That would take us into an unusual sequence of events, wouldn't it?
Very unusual, because I'm sure if he were to win, I think Jim Gavin would probably not accept the presidency, and we would be into a scenario where a fresh election would have to be convened. And I think that you would have constitutional lawyers poring through Article 12 of the Constitution to find out if there is any precedence, which there's not, mm-hmm. and what to do in that particular situation. One of the surprising findings from the poll was that the Fianna Fáil voters just seemed to have disappeared. I think the 5% who supported Jim Gavin would have been diehard Fianna Fáil supporters, but those others who support Jim Gavin, they probably went into the don't know or will spoil vote or will not vote category. And perhaps some of them might be minded to actually vote for one of the two remaining candidates between now and the election. But if Jim Gavin is to get a substantial number and not get past the other two, which is a likely scenario, his votes are not going to break completely in favour of Heather Humphreys. I think Catherine Connolly will take at least some of his votes. I think she would be seen as more Republican, and her ability with the Irish language would also be attractive to some Fianna Fáil supporters. If Jim Gavin were still in the race and had been ahead of Heather Humphreys, I think she would have transferred more heavily to him. Of course, we're talking about hypothetical scenarios now.
We are.
But I don't think that Heather Humphreys can rely totally on Jim Gavin's transfers if she is close to Catherine mm-hmm. Connolly at the heel of the hunt.
And of course, if he did manage to get 12.5%, and there's no indication that he will, that would mean that Fianna Fáil would get some of those election expenses back.
That's right. They would be entitled to over €200,000 in election expenses back, which would be very helpful, because they've already spent over €300,000 for a campaign that, as we have seen, has foundered.
Harry, thank you very much for taking us through it, and we look forward to the debate tonight. The final TV debate, it takes place on primetime, as I mentioned, at 9:35 on RTÉ One Television and the RTÉ News Channel, with hosts Miriam O'Callaghan and Sarah McInerney. And that will be followed by a special bonus episode of Behind the Story podcast, which will be live immediately after the debate. So that is the primetime debate tonight at 9:35 between Heather Humphreys and Catherine Connolly. Back after this quick break.